Right. We will call the September 6th Water Supply and Resources Committee to order. First thing on the agenda is the approval of minutes from the May 2nd, 2022 meeting.
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Number three is public comments. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to make a comment? Going once, going twice. Okay, moving on. Item number four, update from Mount Pleasant Waterworks. We'll turn it over to General Manager, Mr. Klum.
How are y'all? Thank you for your time.
Good. Thank you for being here, sir.
We'll give you a few up.
There we go.
Thought it sounded quiet. Let's try again. Today's topics, I want to give you a brief update on the elevated tank rehab project, the Shem Creek Business District sewer improvement projects, and the ARPA grant initiative. Take them one at a time. So the elevated tank, this is the elevated tank at RO2. You have seen it. It has looked bizarre over the last few months. Has a halo around it that holds that containment. That containment is to protect media blasting, paint overspray, any kind of issues as they update that tank. So there's two components of that, the skirt that goes all the way down and the portion on the top. I will let you know we had an overspray issue about a month ago. Several cars were impacted near the fire department. Our contractor is working with them. My understanding is there's a good resolution to it, so that's if you hear about it. The dark color is obviously to show where they have painted and where they have not. Currently, there is a white primer coat on that tank. So structural repairs were made, interior was sandblasted, ladder replaced, and the exterior painting. You can see we have one coat of paint on there now that was sprayed. Subsequent coats will be rolled on, so that should alleviate any issues with overspray that we might have. Have had issues with rain delay. This project should have been completed at the end of June. We sit in September, and we still have two coats of paint plus the logo install. We hope this will happen by late September, but I've been a real issue with the rain. Any questions related to the tank? Good. All right, moving on to the Shem Creek Business District Sewer Improvement Project. This is a sewer replacement, a 16-inch ductile iron pipe. Through our CMOM project, it was identified that there were some issues down there with the assets, so really some crown corrosion in the pipe. Sewer pipe and ductile iron pipe have a finite lifespan. This pipe was 60 years old, and so in this type of installation in the coast, I'm pretty happy that we got 60 years out of it. It was inspected with a camera, and the defects were identified. It's about a $4.5 million project to replace the area in blue that you're looking at. This will be impactful to the businesses on Mill Street as well as the residents. We've tried to time the project to be minimally impactful, which is why we're talking about that today. So it's going to be an open cut with a trench box. The picture you're looking at is a trench box. It really reduces the size of the hole that we need to dig. We'll replace the 16-inch gravity that's inside that trench box. When that segment is complete, that operation will move down. But this is more or less what it will look like on Mill Street and Lucas. Triad will be the contractor. We've worked with Triad Construction on numerous projects. They do a very good job for us. So here's the timeline. July 2020, we notified residents and businesses of the project. August, we selected the contractor. We sit today in September. A pre-construction meeting and a notice to proceed will be issued. In October, you should see mobilization and work on Mill Street. It's important to start that Mill Street part during the winter. Low activity area. Hopefully that will be minimally impactful to the businesses. It will be, the duration of the project is roughly a year, and estimated completion will be November 2023. Any questions about this project?
Yes, sir. Will there be any septic tanks removed as a result of this?
This project will not remove septic tanks. This is renewal and replacement of existing infrastructure.
Right.
That has exceeded its lifespan.
And I know there's some restaurants right along Mill Street. What about all of the oil and grease? Will there be anything done to reduce that?
So there will
be part of this?
There'll be no interruption in service. I think it's important that we point that out, or minimally interruption. So the grease traps that are with the restaurants, that are associated with the restaurants, that program will maintain its continuity. We will not stop the grease trap program because of this. It should not impact that.
Okay, thank you.
It's an excellent question that leads us into the next topic, which will be septic tanks. ARPA grant funding, South Carolina received approximately $900 million to reinvest in infrastructure. That's through the America Rescue Plan Act. Those grants, it will be a competitive process. Mount Pleasant Water Works will submit the grant this Friday. The 12th is the deadline, which is Monday. Our commissioners have approved two focus areas, and it is to remove septic tanks within the town of Mount Pleasant and some of these parcels in the county. Shem Creek is a priority area. You can see the purple boundary that we've identified as the Shem Creek watershed. If you look at the different color, there are 143 impacted properties, 87 in the county, 56 in the town. I do want to emphasize the timing of the annexation change that town council approved. Timing was very fortunate and lined up with this ARPA grant. So the hard work that you did 3-4 months ago is very applicable to this project. We would not be able to proceed with the level of impact that we're going to have but for that change in the annexation ordinance. So I'm very appreciative of that. South Carolina has limited each project to a $10 million maximum. So each project that we apply for as a utility has a $10 million maximum on it. Again, the commissioners have approved the Shem Creek Basin as a priority area. 25 additional homes that are not highlighted on here have availability and can connect today. So we'll be working with those homeowners as well. So this specific grant will be for line extensions. The other part of the project will be the 7 Mile community. It affects 26 parcels, 10 on Sam Edwards Road, 7 in McKnight Road, and 9 on Children's Road. So those two projects, the Shem Creek along with the 7 Mile community, has been approved by our commissioners to apply for a grant on Friday. I emphasize that we will apply for the grant. At this time, we have not received any monies for this work. So it's all contingent upon grant funding. The second component, about 2.5 weeks ago, Charleston County contacted Mount Pleasant Water Works. Some of the direct allocation ARPA money, so different than the grant application, this is direct allocation money, Charleston County would like to spend in the Snowden area. They would like to invest $4 million to continue the project of connecting septic tanks in the Snowden area. This will impact 66 customers, and 16 additional customers have sewer availability. The $4 million, the county wants Mount Pleasant Water Works to match the $4 million for a total project cost of $8 million. At this time, Mount Pleasant Water Works does not have the funding to match the $4 million. We'll have a special meeting tomorrow to discuss putting in a second ARPA application to receive a grant to really leverage this $4 million. So each grant in South Carolina, whether Mount Pleasant Water Works puts in 2 or 1, every grant is competitive with every other grant. So there's no guarantees that we'll receive the $10 million for Shem Creek and the $4 million for Snowden. However, we have been in communication with the RIA, who administers the grant. They feel both projects are very impactful to South Carolina.
Does applying for two grants, one for Snowden and one for the Shem Creek watershed, hurt the chances of one being accepted and the other not being accepted? Like, are we able to put a priority on which one to Mount Pleasant Water Works Commissioners, which one is the top priority?
That will be discussed tomorrow, but I can tell you that every grant that each utility applies for is competitive with every other grant.
Yeah.
So if we put in two grants, now there will likely be hundreds of applications in our state. The question to ask is, will two grants hurt the chance for either of them to be fully funded? That is an unknown.
Uh-huh. I'm hopeful that both of them are significant in terms of reducing pollution in our waterways in particular. And have we gotten any encouragement from DHEC on these applications?
So we do have letters of support from various stakeholders, and I would agree with you, these are considered, in my mind, and certainly in the others that we have talked with, transformative projects. That is the purpose of the monies, is to transform South Carolina. These projects meet one of the high priorities in that they impact water quality, and water quality is the number two highest priority on that transformative ranking list. So I also am encouraged that both of these projects will meet that criteria.
Right. And also, have you received a letter of support from the Council of Government on these two applications?
We have received a letter of support from Charleston County, not directly from the BCD COG.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't hurt to have that in there, since they review these kind of things and get requests from the state to be included.
Yeah, very good suggestion.
So I just suggest that. And finally, letters from our congressional delegation in particular.
Yes, and we have.
Good.
As well as the town.
Okay, thank you.
I was going to ask about Cooper Estates. That's part of it because it's on Shim Creek. Is that the blue area?
So as we move through...
Pelzer is right there.
Yeah. Isn't that the blue area there?
Oh, yeah.
My question really was, I think we were told before that the trees were an issue in that area with running lines, and I didn't know how that might impact this. If they have septic tanks that are in good working order, if that would even be a priority or how that would work.
So part of the program, the initial step is to request grant funding. We also plan to create a septic tank maintenance program. Again, there may be areas, either due to expense or other reasons, where a septic tank in good working order may be perfectly acceptable. Now, that's probably not in the Shim Creek watershed. But we will have an inspection program to inspect and maintain septic tanks. Yep. I'm not certain if that answers your question or not.
I just wondered if y'all were going to run a sewer line through there and take the trees out so that it's available to the people on Pelzer.
The next step in this, obviously, our engineers have been working very hard pulling this project together. Part of that process will be The work that we will apply for will far exceed the $10 million. The second phase of this will be to find the ones that are easy, the low-hanging fruit, so the ones that we can get, either they are failing or we can tie them in relatively inexpensively. So we will continue to sharpen our pencil, and there will be some that are harder to get or more expensive that may not fall into the scope of this project. It depends on... You know, the contingencies are another issue we're having problems with on all projects. And so trying to estimate the cost of the Shim Creek Basin is difficult today. So as we proceed, as we better understand first allocation and mobilization, we'll make those decisions. So I can't answer that today, I think would be the right answer. No intention of clearing the trees.
Do y'all have any other questions or comments?
My question is on the water tower we took down. How are we doing on the park?
Howard, I thought that might come up between us. I would say we're doing very well. We have cleared out all of the cellular gear and equipment and contracts. They are still in some final negotiations on some of those contracts, but that does not impact the property. Demolition of the concrete pad should start late September, October timeframe. So you should begin to see concrete being cleared and the site, just the grounds of the site being restored. The second phase, which is set up for the spring timeframe, will be adjusting the fence line. So that project is moving forward.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
Great.
Appreciate you. All right. And with that, the last thing on the agenda is to adjourn. Thank you, everyone.